This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have any questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Joining us this week are Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus of Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing?
Great, Sean. How are you?
Doing well, CJ?
Well, it's like 150 degrees in the studio here, so.
I can assure you there was somebody seriously in this building with equipment yesterday working on that stuff.
So. Is that right?
With yes. The opposite direction.
Exactly. I would love to go up in the roof here and figure out how many different ducts they have.
It's got to be. It looks like spaghetti up there.
From the That's why he has no hair left.
Yeah, exactly. It's a cooling feature.
Yeah.
CJ and Malia, of course, come to you from Klaus Financial. Of course, they bring you Money in Motion every week right here on 1310 WIBA. Very, very cool show. A lot of great information, and we encourage you strongly, if you have questions, give us a call. 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Also pay close attention to the program. Coming up a little bit later, we will have our Klaus Quiz question of the week. Your chance to win a $25 gift card for Panera Bread, my wife's favorite place. We'll explain how all of that works coming up a little bit later in the program. But first off, guys, let's talk a little bit about the show and what we aim to do with Money in Motion and why you guys come here each week.
Because we like to see you, Sean.
Yes.
No, certainly Money in Motion with Klaus Financial is all about your money. It's meant to be educational and informative for our listeners who are thinking about what their future retirement's going to look like. Obviously, people always equate financial to investments and, you know, how they can make more money on a day-to-day basis or how to sustain the market in a day-to-day basis. But really what we focus on is how you're going to look at the next 10 years before retirement and really put your ducks in a row. So every week we're trying to give informative opinions about what we're seeing, what our clients could possibly do to make things better, and hopefully allow people to make sounder decisions with the information that they hear every week.
And if you have a question for CJ and Malia, our number is 321-1310. You can also call the Klaus Financial offices if you want to set up an appointment or learn a little bit more about them. They'd love to talk to you. The telephone number, 442-5637. You can find them online as well at klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com, or call now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. And just looking at the calendar and or looking in the mailbox, I think most of us are aware as all these different forms and statements are coming, it's that time of year. We're in tax season now, aren't we?
We sure are. So we talked about this actually a little bit a week or two ago in terms of how you should prepare for filing your taxes. And we gave a couple tips. One of them would be using called It's Deductible through Intuit, where you're actually tracking your deductions on a year-by-year basis and then downloading those into your TurboTax return or sending them to your accountant. And then another one would just be, again, collecting all of those tax documents and making sure that you're ready for that eventual return and comparing it against what you did last year.
You know, one of the things that's interesting is before I had a child and before I was a homeowner, I didn't really pay attention to that stuff. And all of a sudden, you start realizing it's a great benefit into holding on to a lot of different receipts and understanding what's available to you as far as opportunities to write down and those type of things. And obviously, Klaus Financial, you guys don't do taxes, but when it comes to finances, this is certainly a major, major factor, right?
Well, and here's what I'll say. If you're kind of taking little bites off your tax return per year, meaning, hey, as I make a charitable contribution, I track that in one common location. And then 6 months later, I do another charitable contribution and I track that. When it comes to doing your taxes, it's actually not that complicated because you've tracked all of your deductible expenses along the way. But if you're not doing that, if you're just taking all receipts and dumping them in a shoebox, I mean, I empathize for those listening right now because I've dealt with them and you can just see the weight on their shoulders. It's like tax time is their worst nightmare. And here's what I want to encourage everybody. It doesn't have to be. It can actually be an exciting time of the year because you can know generally where you're going to flush out. It was even exciting for me this year. I knew exactly where my tax withholding was, about how much I had done in deductions before I ever got Form number one, I knew almost down to within a couple hundred bucks how much I would owe or get back. And thankfully, by the way, it's flushed out that way. You never know with the IRS if they're changing the rules. But again, it does not have to be a scary time of the year. It can be something you look forward to.
We're going to talk about something I think a lot of people are looking forward to, something called PATH. And we'll have you guys explain what P-A-T-H, PATH, exactly is. And of course, we'll be taking your calls at 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. C.J. Klaus and Malia Cuevas join us from Klaus Financial for Money in Motion, answering your questions next here on 1310 WIBA.
Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have a question for our retirement planning professionals, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can also find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com, or give them a call at the office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later this half hour, we will have our Klaus Quiz question of the week, joined this week by Malia and CJ. And we started talking a little bit about the time of year it was. Of course, it is tax season, everybody's favorite time of the year. But there's something called, and Congress passed this, something called PATH. What is PATH?
Well, we're going to get into that in just a second, Sean, but let's just clarify a couple things. CJ just told us that he loves tax time. Not everybody feels exactly like he does.
He's a weird dude.
Yeah, I know. But no, obviously, if you're expecting a refund, everybody's trying to get that in place. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting about this act that was passed actually on December 18th, while you were buying your Christmas presents, the Congress was actually working hard to pass this act for you, which is called PATH, which stands for Protecting Americans from Tax Hikes.
Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds great to me. And really what it is there's a lot of taxes that are extended from year to year. And what they did is they tried to look at several of those taxes and actually make some of them permanent. And so then that would allow people like the accountants out there, again, we are not accountants, but it allows planners to say, okay, we can plan for this particular tax savings that's going to come up, and not just from year to year. Now, we also know that things can change, so whatever's made permanent can also be made unpermanent, I suppose. So, but we're excited about a few of these changes, and we're just going to review those this morning. One of the exciting things is that if we've had this for the past couple years, or maybe 2 years ago, where if you're 70 and a half or older, and 70 and a half, as you know, the half birthdays we talk about a lot, is when you have to start taking your required minimum distributions. But what's interesting this year and going forward now, you're going to be able to take your IRA distributions for that RMD up to $100,000 and actually be able to donate that to a charity and not have to pay taxes. So normally the required minimum distribution, you have to take out a certain amount, pay taxes, and you're all said and done. In this case, you can actually donate it to a charity and your taxes are excused. Used, so to speak. Now, you on the flip side of things, you can't also take a charitable deduction for it. You can't do both. But this is a nice thing because there are people out there who are not using every dollar that they have to pull out because they're required to. So I think charities, it's a win-win, and for many, many clients. Another thing that is changing next year, or I should say this year in 2016, is the estate tax exemption is actually rising to $5.45 million, up from $5.43 million. So again, not a gigantic change, but something we just want our listeners to know when they're looking at their lifetime exemption amount, how much they can plan for.
What in both of these now, with PATH, now these are both made permanent, right? At least permanent in yeah. Washington, D.C. speak.
To clarify, not the estate tax exemption. That's always kind of fluctuating, but the first one we mentioned is one that's supposedly made permanent.
Well, and the because you start saying, well, if it's not actually permanent, then what's the deal? Well, all that really means is year to year, Congress used to review some of these laws, and there was really no sense of any permanency, if that's a word, to it. Mm-hmm. Whereas now this is meant to be, it's not something that's going to be renegotiated year by year unless a president chooses to change it. Which, of course,
changes.
Will probably happen. Well, and here's what's funny, everybody. I'm sure you're all going to get a kick out of this. Whatever act act is passed by Congress, they always put it in really positive terms, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Think of, so this is PATH, protecting Americans from tax hikes. Listen, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, you got to support that, sure, right? Or what was it? Obamacare is notoriously known as the Affordable Care yeah. Act, right? And everybody laughs about that because they go, well, it's not so affordable for me. So just because it sounds really pretty may or may not mean that it actually is. But I will say, to echo what Malia was just commenting on there regarding the RMD and the ability to make a charitable contribution out of your required distribution amounts or up to $100,000 mm-hmm. of a distribution, this is a huge win for 501c3s, a huge win. Mm-hmm. And we're big believers in people trying to be somewhat charitably minded, being mm-hmm. thankful for the fact that they live in a free country like America. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that you can, you know, use your unneeded, in some cases, required minimum distribution to make a charitable contribution without having to get whacked with taxes is a big deal. And I have to be frank, I had more than a dozen clients do that this year. Mm-hmm. And so imagine if that was stripped. Well, that dozen clients of just mine alone, much less the other thousands of advisors out there, would have lost out on that contribution. So this was a big win for 501c3s.
Something to review with your accountant if it's something that you think might work in your situation.
She yeah. is Malia Cuevas. He is CJ Kloss. They come to us from Kloss Financial. Of course, they bring you Money in Motion. Don't forget you can find them online, KlossFinancial.com, KlossFinancial.com. You can call the office to set up an appointment as well. If you want to learn a little bit more about Kloss, the number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you got a question, you can always call as well during the show, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. And Mike called during the last segment. He didn't want to go on the air, but he had a great question. He said, where can I find the podcast? And I told Mike, I said, not only at WIBA.com, but you can also go to KlossFinancial.com, keep a backlog of every show we've ever done together. So both those sites have those podcasts. Mike says, I don't want to miss a minute of the show, and I want to hear it again. So,
well, thank you, Sean. Yeah. Thanks for passing on
this
information.
Is this a guy that we paid to call
I was tempted to ask him, do you know? But again, I think sometimes people go, oh, that was great information, but I didn't catch it all. Yep. You know, a lot of time people driving in the car, WIBA.com and KlossFinancial.com. We'll talk with CJ and Malia a little bit about some of these other things that have become, quote-unquote, Washington, D.C. permanent. We will do all of that as well as take your calls next here as Money in Motion continues on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Still got a couple of minutes for your calls at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have any questions for Malia or CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Don't forget, as always, you can also call Kloss Financial's office, set up an appointment, learn a little bit more about them. Their number's 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also, hold on to that number. Coming up a little bit later in this segment, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card for Panera Bread. Talking with CJ and Malia this week about tax season, and we start talking a little bit about PATH, something that Congress passed in December. A lot of people may have overlooked it, myself included. A lot of things are becoming permanent, and I say, okay, it's permanent now. What was the difference? Well, in the past, it was annually renewed, these things Correct. Were, and so now you can actually kind of plan a little better about those. What are some of the other things when it comes to this act that are now becoming permanent?
Another one pertains to 529 college savings plans. So, and I'm just going a little bit off topic here for a moment on 529s. Make sure that if you're living in the state of Wisconsin and you're contributing to a 529 college savings plan mm-hmm. for a child or grandchild, I would suggest you look at the state of Wisconsin plan, because if you're a resident of the state, you can get a state income tax deduction up to a maximum. Now, that actually isn't part of what was necessarily made permanent, but many times we run across people who have their plans all over the place, and sometimes it's because the old plans used to not be very good in Wisconsin, but bottom line, take a look at that. Make sure you're contributing to one where you can get a state income tax deduction. But one of the things that was made somewhat permanent on these 529 plans is the allowing of distributions from your 529 plan for computers, books, other technology related costs. Because that used to be up in the air. Well, what can you make distributions from a 529 plan? You know, we know it's college and higher level education, but does that pertain to books? Does that pertain to technology that I need? Or is it just tuition? And the response from Congress has become, well, it's more than just tuition. It can be books. It can be technology and computers. So that's great. Child needs a new laptop because theirs pooped out. Parents don't necessarily have to dig into their own pockets for it. They can go to the 529 plan.
Now, they can take distributions anytime from a 529 plan and use it for anything else. They're just going to get dinged the taxes plus a 10% penalty. So it's not that they can't extract a distribution, but in this case, they've allowed for this the computers and higher technology.
You know, it's interesting that Malia brings that point up because to us, that's almost somewhat of a no-brainer because we deal with these things all the time. But literally just a week ago, I had a guy call in and go, my daughter may not use this for college. Mm-hmm. She got a really great scholarship. I can't believe we're going to lose all that money. And I go, no. Two things. Not only can you actually still take it out and just pay taxes and a penalty, but you can also change the beneficiary once a year.
Oh.
So if the beneficiary was one child, we'll change it to the other. If that child doesn't go, then maybe change it to a grandchild. If not a grandchild, maybe even you, right? The point is just somebody has to use it for college or higher level education in order to get tax-free distributions. Even then, if that doesn't occur, you can always take it out for a penalty and a tax.
Great information. Let's talk a little bit about the American Opportunity Tax Credit. That is now also, I think, it's also been made permanent, right?
Right. And again, there's this other famous word, whenever I hear word credit, there's also the other side of it is called a phase out. So this won't necessarily apply to every listener. So this is actually worth $2,500 per eligible student in the household who's got a four years to a university or otherwise, and it's allowing for the parents at least, to be able to write off $2,500 as a credit, I should say, for all 4 years. However, the phase out is actually $160,000 for joint filers or $80,000 for single filers. So we have to remember a phase out doesn't mean you get nothing. It just means you're going to get a reduced amount. But whenever we have college students in the house, as I do, we look for ways in which to, you know, balance that tuition payment every year. What kind of credits is this worth? And if we have more than one child, it certainly can add up. So something that everybody should be aware of.
Well, and let me give a sample, because we tend to think of this in terms of our children, but in reality, this is something that the government is trying to incentivize people who maybe are quote unquote undereducated as adults to go out and get more education. So let's say wife has college degree, makes a good living, is pleased with her job, but husband only has his GED and really isn't earning as much as he'd like to, and so decides in 1 year to both work part-time and go back to school to try to get a four-year college degree or even an associate's. And he can get up to $2,500 of a credit on their tax return as long as their combined income is not over $160,000 as joint filers. So really, that's a big area that I look at is, hey, if you're out there, the government, and I appreciate this actually, the government is trying to encourage and incentivize you to get additional education, which hopefully will raise your income earning potential. Notice I said, hopefully will raise your income earning potential, because unfortunately, we're also seeing people with college degrees who are earning no more in some cases than their high school counterparts. But if you understand education, generally is sacrifice today for long-term success, and we're big believers in that.
And as you make more, then you pay more in taxes. It all works together.
It does all work out, doesn't it? She is Malia Cuevas. He is CJ Kloss. They come to us from Kloss Financial. You can find them online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can also give them a call at the office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And of course, when you're at the website, we mentioned somebody called earlier, Mike had asked about the podcast. They have a lot of information on the website, and of course links to previous shows, podcasts as well. And finally, as we're talking about taxes, you get a couple of extra days, if I remember right, this year because of some holidays and some weekends. But it's not the 15th, and some things are the same, some things are changed, though. It's something you got to keep in mind,
positive.
Right?
Yeah, it's Monday, April 18th.
Okay.
Listen, if you're taking advantage of that, we've got a problem with your planning. Come meet with a financial planner. It is good. I mean, that's fine, but the point is you should be done with it before then. Sometimes with K-1s for small business owners, it can take some time. So I appreciate they're pushing it back. But again, try to get those things done as quickly as possible.
Great information. CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas, both of Klaas Financial online, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Hold on to that telephone number because it is now time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. I will ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial offices at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win the $25 gift card for Panera Bread. This week's question is this. How many dollars can a person over 70 and a half take from their IRA and give to a charity tax-free in 2016? Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win that $25 gift card for Panera Bread. That's also the Klaas Financial offices. Call to set up an appointment. Learn a little bit more about them. They'd love to talk with you. You can also go to the website, klaasfinancial.com. Malia and CJ, you guys have a great week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.